9:32, it's time for our weekly home maintenance how-to. Now, today is going to be a little bit more technical, but there are certain things we can do as homeowners before an air conditioning technician comes out for our biannual service. We recommend it once before we switch from heating to cooling and once before we switch from cooling back to heating at right at these times of the year, and that's night air conditioning. And why is that important, Chuck? What does that do for the air conditioning unit?
It gives us a chance to find the problems before they become big problems. A burned wire that you fix right now could end up taking out a compressor, it could end up burning fan motors, blowing capacitors, taking out start devices, all kinds of dumb stuff that happens, you know, just with simple overheated wire.
And I'm just as guilty as anybody. I forget to call and schedule the maintenance checks. Wasn't that just like last month?
Yeah, that happens.
You mean that was like five hot summer months ago.
Yes, our four-minute winter. Yeah, okay. What we do is we have an automatic service thing where we put you on a list, and we will call you up twice a year or once a year, depending on your preference, to come out and service your stuff. We also have a benefits program that we made it because we were responding to a bunch of our clients that said, you know, we need something where you come out automatically and take care of stuff and all that. So we have a benefits program you pay a certain amount every month, and then we come out twice a year, do full service on it, and any parts or labor on a repair, we get a full 10% off of anything like that. And when it comes time to replace the unit, it would take $300 off our regular cost.
I've heard so many different ads and catchphrases that people use. You know, we'll come out for our 24-point inspection. We'll do our 39 patented custom inspection. Our technicians will do blank amount. And it's like there can only be so many things we're checking. What are you checking when you come?
Let me just take a step back. The first thing we do when we walk up is ask the homeowner. This is their place. They know what it's supposed to sound like, how it's supposed to act. We walk in and say, hi there. We go in and look at the thermostat. We look at the air filter, make sure it's got a clean filter and that the thermostat does the things it's supposed to do. Then we ask the customer, is there anything going on that we need to know about? Is there something unusual that you want us to investigate? Because if we don't hear anything anomalous, we won't be looking for things like it. We'll go through and we'll service it up, get all the readings, check the static pressures and check the amp draws and the temperature differentials and all that stuff. And that's just part of the deal. So, and we document all of that stuff. So we have it all for permanent record. But the biggie there is that if you find anything anomalous from the homeowner, if they say, you know, it runs really good, but it's making a vibration never made before, and I don't know what to do about that, so what can we do to stop that?
You're a man that always works.
I do.
I don't know that we've ever had a conversation, Chuck, where it wasn't interrupted by one, if not two or three phone calls. And you're good about answering. We need to put you some AC/DC on that ringtone.
You know, I make my living doing really technical stuff, but if I knew how to put AC/DC on there, they be on there. That's well, simple.
You'll have to have your new granddaughter here in about 3 years. She'll be old enough to figure that out for you.
You know, she's almost a year old. You'll be better than me now. It's a shame. But that's part of the deal, is learning the new technical stuff. And we're going to classes all the time. We send our guys to classes. I am the dinosaur in our company. You know, I'm the one that figures stuff out and bids air conditioners and all that stuff like that. But honest to goodness, the technology now is so different. We have to get so many more things. And, you know, your dad started it when he started saying, hey, if you're going to go out and measure an air conditioner, do a load calculation. Well, we already were. But if you don't do a load calculation, you have no idea what you're selling people. You have no idea what their needs are. And you got to pay attention. You got to take those extra steps. I've had a lot of people remark that they appreciate the time that we take when we're doing a proposal, because when we go out there, we do the load calculation. And sometimes that is a pain to go all the way around the house to climb up into the attic and do all that nonsense. And when I'm done, though, I know what you're supposed to have, and I do it by hand. I do the calculations with a calculator and a pencil. I go out and measure the doors and windows. And when I'm done, it's correct, dead on every single time. Well, as dead on as Emmanuel J. ever is, but I mean, there you go. So,
and that's when we're looking at replacing a new
yes.
unit. When we're looking at our maintenance for our existing unit,
mm-hmm.
and we're going through our checkpoints of right. what we're looking at and investigating, we're asking the homeowner if anything's unusual, is right. it performing? How loud should a unit be?
If it wakes you up when it turns on and turns off, you need to call us. That's pretty
you
much it.
You don't need to live with
you
that.
You do not need to live with that kind of stuff. You really don't. And the new ones, especially the new variable speed compressors. My sales pitch for these things is, if you know somebody that has one, when it's running, go out and stand on one side of it, have them stand on the other, and you will carry on a room voice conversation, and there will be no interruption of it from noise. They are that quiet. The new variable speed compressors, even when they're fully cranked up, are running about a quarter of the noise they used to.
Now, when we're looking at our Freon charges, I mean, having the proper amount is like having the proper amount of coolant in our cars.
Brake
too much.
Fluid in your brakes and air. Yes, exactly so.
Too much is a bad thing. Too little is a bad thing.
Absolutely. And the new ones are much more critical. The subcooling, which is one of the things that we check, is absolutely critical on these. If the subcooling is right, almost everything else will be okay. And you can check that pretty much. You got a lot of slack with that time of year. You can adjust it for a very wide temperature span.
And I know a lot of homeowners, you know, one thing they avoid in their maintenance is, you know, they're worried, am I going to get maintenance or am I going to get somebody trying to sell me all kinds of stuff? And I don't want to know about a problem because I don't have the $800 they're going to try and get out of me when they
right,
come.
Exactly. You don't make a lot of money doing maintenance work, but we decided never to put our guys on commission because we don't want to go out there and have our guys incentivized to perhaps sell you something that you might not need yet. We'll tell you what's going on. We'll list it on the invoice and let you decline the repair right now, but it's on there. So later on, if something goes wrong, you can call up and say, you know, on your last thing, you thought we should do this. Well, now it's starting to act like we really should do this. And then we already know what we got to do. We bring it with us when we show up.
No one should ever feel obligated to do something on site at that moment. I mean, even if the unit's broken and the temperature's unbearable for you, get a hotel room for the night. If somebody's forcing you to do something right then and there that you just know in your gut, something's not right, or I need to get a second opinion or something, you know, stay at your parents, stay at a hotel if the weather's unbearable. If, you know, you've got that gut feeling for a reason, go with it.
When I need a second opinion, I'll call Carissa, and she'll tell me what I should be thinking. That's worked since she was a baby. It works now. So it's not a problem. You know. So, but no, I know what you're saying. And under certain circumstances, we have a couple of loaner one-ton air conditioners that we can put in a place so people aren't just
I've been a recipient of that circumstance.
That's right. You have. I had forgotten about that. Yes, sir. Out at your ranch.
Oh,
yes, sir.
Three summers ago now, I think. Maybe
pretty darn
four.
Handy, wasn't it? That was a nice little thing.
We were all in that one master
well,
bedroom.
Well, but you were cool in that bedroom. So, but no, that's we try to take care of our clients. We try to treat them like Rosie on the House does. We try to treat our people like family. I have the warmest, most loyal group of clientele, and I try to return that loyalty with the same good heart. And I've never been disappointed.
So biggest things we can do for air conditioning as homeowners, change the air filter monthly and listen to the noises. Pay attention.
Pay attention. If you hear something that isn't right, it probably isn't right. And tell the tech that shows up there. We will listen. And if a tech is not listening to you, then that tech shouldn't be there.
And it shouldn't be cycling a lot. If a lot of cycles
three
may
times
be
an hour is about right. If it's cycling more than that, that's a problem. And in Phoenix, Arizona, almost every house out there is shy on suction. It's shy on return air. A 20 by 30 filter on a 5-ton air conditioner on a 16 or 18 inch return is just not enough. You need another return in the master bedroom or in someplace else in the house. But that difference in the efficiency of the air conditioner and the comfort level of the house is really, really astonishing.
Now, jumping off of our everything we've been talking about has either been a packaged or a split system, standard HVAC unit that we all have in our homes. Mm-hmm. What do you think about mini splits? And do they require the biannual maintenance?
Mini splits are made to be put in and run forever. You need to look at them. Don't put gauges on them. They don't even give you a suction line gauge set on the mini splits because you're not supposed to play with it. Don't put anything on there because the charge is absolutely critical. So don't screw with it. Don't mess with it. Don't play games with the menu. Just see if it's working okay. Check the electrics, make sure all the connections are tight, that kind of thing, and you're good to go. And that's the thing about the mini. I've had a lot of clients that have us put a mini split on the master suite, the master bedroom, and leave the rest of the air conditioner totally alone. Just, you know, tune it up, do what we're supposed to do, but put that mini in the master bedroom. And that way the rest of the house can be 80 degrees, the master bedroom can be 70.
Which is pretty smart.
And when you're running a 20 SEER mini versus a 14 to 16 SEER main, or even older, you know, the old ones, a 10 or 11 or a 7 or 8 or 9, whatever, you've got that 20 SEER unit cooling your master bedroom. If you can sleep good, you can shrug off a lot of other problems. You know, so.
And then if your unit did break, you've always got that backup exactly and your cool master to sleep in.
Exactly so. And that's the beauty of it. And the new inverter technology, you don't pay for a single watt of electricity that is not moving a BTU of heat you need to move. And that's the beauty of it.
Whereas, you know, we've got these massive runs of duct work and,
yep.
you know, that yep. gets hot sitting up in the attic. So you've got to clean that out and you've got to re-air condition air you've already air conditioned, because when it shuts off, that cold air just stops.
Yep.
It gets warm, so you're recooling a lot of air you've
just cooled. You know how much heat gain you have with a mini? Zero! None! It's beauty. It's just absolute beauty. It just, it cools the air and then stops.
Now, how much airspace will a mini cool?
Oh, it depends on the size. And they have what's called throw, and any air conditioner has what's called throw. That just means how far is the air coming out of the register in the direction you need it to go. And as you get larger units and more BTUs capacity, you get bigger fans that throw the air further. So installation, putting it at the right place in the room and aiming it properly. And the new ones, you can get two or three heads on some of the new ones. So if you can have one condensing section and three individual rooms handled by this, and they can all be different temperatures. That's the beauty of it. These new minis are really technologically leapt ahead of the package units.
It'll be interesting to see what the industry looks like in 5 years.
Yes, it will, because if you look all over the world, and they have used these, because especially like in Japan and places like that, where every square inch they have needs to be lived in, and they put the condensing sections outside, put these up on the wall, end of story. Not 1 foot of floor space is taken up. And the aesthetics of it are, when you hang this thing on the wall, everybody says, oh man, I don't want that on my wall, that big old huge thing. You know what? In about a week, that big old huge thing evaporates. You don't see it again. It's not even there. That's the beauty of it. You get used to it. It's part of the room. Now it's part of the furniture.
Any more or less to me than a window unit, air conditioning unit.
No. And plus the fact, all you hear is shh, and you don't hear much of that. You know, it's the beauty. All you hear is the airflow. And they're built to be very, very quiet, and they are very, very quiet.
And I understand y'all are also looking to build up for the heavy summer months coming.
We are hiring. We're trying to build a larger, highly skilled installation crew. Our guys now are great. We're looking to get them out as techs, and that is strictly dedicated installation crew do just installations. And we don't want to have our techs having to do both. Because the guy that's, especially, you know, get to be, and I don't want to use the age thing. I don't want to play the age card here because I'm sincerely decrepit old. But I'm running through attics and swinging off ladders and stuff has lost a lot of its amusement value. You know, so I'd just as soon, you know, have the younger guys doing that now and let the installation guys do that. And my technicians, of which I would like to consider myself one, are out in the field fixing things.
Very good. That's Knight Air Conditioning. And you have a new number. I know she simplified it for you.
Yes, good for you.
What's your new number?
The new number is 602-440-4000.
There you go, 440-4000. If you're looking for a job or you need your air conditioning service, if it's been 6 months, if it's been 18 months, if it's been 36 months,
be prepared to spend some money, because these things work in the worst possible conditions all the time, and you expect them to work right, and you can't just do that and not take care of them. It's like not changing the oil in your car. It'll run fine for 20,000 miles, and then it dies.
And then it's expensive.
And then it's very expensive.
Chuck Knight, Knight Air Conditioning.
That would be me.